Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Yud Gimel. We left off daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. So today we're going to discuss a number of topics. First, we're going to discuss the various avodos of the karban during which, if one has a machshava, either shelo lishma or a machshava of pigul, it would invalidate the carbon. It would invalidate the carbon by a Pesach or by a Chatas, or if it would render the carbon kosher, ela shalol lebalim l'shem chova legabe a machshava shalol lishma or legabe pigul, it would actually invalidate the carbon. We're going to talk about whether there is an opportunity for pigul or an opportunity to invalidate a carbon for a machshava shalol lishma during the avoda of halacha, because there is a chance that the avoda of halacha may not be a mandatory avoda, because there are ways, we'll see in the Gemara, that you might be able to get away without doing a halacha, and therefore perhaps you could argue that machshava during the avoda of halacha is not an invalidating machshava. We'll also see what happens if you have a machshava of pigul by an avoda, which is not one of the four key avodos, but which is written in the pasuk explicitly, legabe one of the karbanos. And we're going to talk about dipping a finger into the blood of the chatas. Whether if the kohen has a bad machshava when he dips his finger into the blood of the chatas, is that machshava enough to be mafagel the karban, or is pigul dafka only if you have a machshava during one of the four typical avodos? So we'll get to all of that today. So let's start from the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. HaPesach ve'achata sheshachton shelo lishman. If you shecht a carbon pesach or achatas shelo lishma, or kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishman, or not and, but or you were makabel, you did the kabbalah, or the holacha, or you did the zrika shelo lishma, oh, shelo lishma, o lishman v'shelo lishman. Or if during the same avoda you had in mind both a machshava lishma and a machshava shelo lishma. In other words, for part of the avoda you had in mind that it should be l'shem pesach or l'shem chatas, and for another part of the avoda you had in mind that it should be l'shem some sort of other karban. Oh, shelo lishman v'lishman. Or in during the same avoda you had in mind that part of it should be for a different carbon, and part of it should be for that carbon. So psulin, so it's going to be possible in all of these cases, because a machshava shelo lishma passes not only during the shechita, but during any of the key four avodos of the carbon. So says the Mishnah, ketzad lishman v'shelo lishma. What does it mean that you're having in mind lishma and shelo lishma? So l'shem pesach l'shem shlamim. So what it means is you do part of the avoda having in mind it should be l'shem pesach, and part of the avoda having in mind that it should be l'shem shlamim, that's lishma v'shelo lishma. And conversely, shelo lishman v'lishman, l'shem shlamim u'l'shem pesach. And shelo lishman v'lishma means that you have in mind that it should be both l'shem shlamim, which is an invalidating machshava, and that it should be l'shem pesach, which is of course the valid machshava. Why? Because the rule of thumb is shazevach nifsal be'arba dvarim. Because you could passel the zevach, the karban, with an inappropriate machshava during four key avodos: b'shchita, uvekibul, uvehiluch, uvezrika. During any of the four key avodos, Rabbi Shimon machshir behiluch. Rabbi Shimon, however, says that if you have a bad machshava during the hiluch, during the holacha of the dam, during the bringing near of the dam to the mizbeach, that is not going to be a problem. Why? Shaya Omer I efshar shelo b'shchita v'shelo b'kabbalah v'shelo b'zrika, because Rabbi Shimon said it's impossible to have a karban that's a valid karban without the shchita, because obviously it has to be shechted, without the kabbalah, because when you shech the animal, the blood spurts out of the neck and it has to go somewhere. You have to be mekabel the blood somewhere, because the ultimate end game is that you're going to be zorik the blood on the mizbeach. Aval efshar below hiluch, but the avoda of hiluch is not mandatory. It's not necessarily required in every case. Why? Because shochei pitzad a mizbeach v'zorik. Because what you could do after all is you could check the animal right immediately adjacent to the Mizbeach, and then just be zorek the blood directly from the kli in which you makabel the blood onto the Mizbeach. So it's possible to do away with the halacha. And since it's possible to do away with the halacha, it's not an avoda during which a machshava is able to passel the carbon. So says the Gemara, Rav Elezer Omer, Rav Elezer says, Hamahalech b'makam shu tzorech lahalech. So he sort of has a compromise shita. If you're mahalech in a place where there's a tzorech to walk, in other words, if it's impossible for you to bring the korban without doing the hiluch, then machshava poseles. Then the machshava is going to passel it because you're proving that the halacha is mandatory. It's a time when the halacha is required, and therefore, if it's required, the machshava is going to passel during the halacha. The makom she'ina tzorech. However, if you're walking in a time, if you're doing the halacha in a time or in a position where it's not required necessarily to do the halacha, then ein machshava poseles, then the machshava is not going to pasul, because the machshava is only going to pasul during an indispensable avodah. That's the key, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so says the Gemara. So the Kabbalah mi pasla, but says the Gemara says that we've been talking in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas whether a machshava during the halacha is going to pasul the karbon. Is it true? Is it the case necessarily that the machshava during Kabbalah is enough to pasul the karbon? The Kabbalah mi pasla v'atanya v'ikrivo. It says in the pasuk as follows: v'shachatas ben abakar lifnei Hashem v'ikrivo bnei Aaron akohanim es adam v'zarku es adam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach ol moed. So there were three things mentioned here. There's v'shachat lifnei Hashem v'ikrivo, which is, we'll see what that is. And then there's Vizarku, and then there's the Zrika mention. Says the Gemara, V'kabbalah mi pasla, is machshava by Kabbalah really pasul the karban? V'atanya, we learn in the Braisa, V'krivo, it says in the pasuk, V'krivo, is zu Kabbalah sadam. That's a reference to Kabbalah sadam. So Kabbalah sadam is an essential karban. That's referenced in the pasuk. But ata omer, Kabbalah sadam, o eina el Zrika. Do you think V'krivo means Kabbalah sadam? Maybe it means Zrika. Why would it be Zrika? So Rashi explains, Sa'ata Omer O'eino Ela Zrika, Ta'aloshon HaKrava L'mizbeachu. Because when it says in the Pasuk, V'krivo b'nei Aaron, it's obviously a HaKrava, it's a bringing close to the Mizbeach. G'dichsiv L'kohen HaMakriv Osa. V'hainami B'krava L'mizbeach Mishtoi D'hainu Zrika. And when we talk about B'kohen HaMakriv Osa, it's a reference to the Kohen bringing the blood close to the Mizbeach by doing the Zrika. Maybe the reference in this Pasuk to V'hikrivu is also a reference to Zrika. Aval Kabbalah, lo tzorech kli me'ol moed ve'elech. However, maybe by Kabbalah, maybe it's not true that you require Kabbalah in a kli. So how do I know that V'hikrivu is talking about Kabbalah? Maybe V'hikrivu is talking about Zrika. So says the Gemara, and I buried the lead by reading the whole Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Kisha Omar V'zarku, Hare Zrika. But it says in the end of the pasuk, it said, V'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim es adam, v'zorku es adam al mizbeach. So the reference to akrava can't be Zrika, because we already have an express reference to Zrika in the pasuk. Ha-mani mekayim v'ikrivu. So what does v'ikrivu mean? It's zu kabbalas hadam. So that's a reference to Kabbalah Sadam. So we see that Kabbalah is an essential avoda, and therefore a machshava by Kabbalah is enough to be mefagel the carbon or to pasul the carbon if it's a machshava shelo lishma. So says the Gemara Vayter of darshaning the pasuk bnei Aaron haKohanim. What does it mean bnei Aaron haKohanim? So what it means is shetei b'kohen kosher ubekli shares. It means that it has to be done. This avoda has to be done with a kohen kosher and with kli shares. What does it mean with kli shares? Says Rashi, not what you think it means. Kli shares means shiyum miluvashim bigdei kahuna. Kli shares means that the kohanim, when they do this avoda, have to be wearing the bigdei kahuna. The kohanim mashma bikihunam, because when it says kohanim, it's mashma in their state of kahuna. What does it mean in their state of kahuna? It means wearing the kli shares, wearing the bigdei kahuna rather. V'hainu bigdei kahuna, and that means that they're wearing the bigdei kahuna. V'chol hecha dektani nami b'kohen kosher b'kli shares b'bigdei kahuna kamar. And every time where we have a reference to Kohen Kosher and Kli Shares, it's a reference to Big Day Kahuna. Tosfos agrees with Rashi and says that that Kli Shares means the Big Day Kahuna. However, Rabbeinu Hillel and the Tosfos Harid, and this is the way they ex- explain the Rambam as well, say that Kli Shareis is not a reference to Big Day Kahuna, but rather it's a reference to using the Kli Shareis, the sanctified Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And what the Pasuk is teaching us is that when you're Makabel the blood, it has to be through a Kohen with a Kli Shareis. Not that the Kohen's got to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna, but the thing that the Kohen, the vessel that the Kohen is using to be Makabel the Dam, has got to be a Kli Shareis, one of the sanctified Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says that it's mistaber this way because the Rambam says that the Karbanos have to have the blood, have to have the Kabbalas HaDam in a Kli Shareis biyad HaKohen. That it has to be in the hands of the Kohen. So what does it mean in the hands of the Kohen? The Kohen is not makabel the blood with his hands physically. He's makabel the blood with a kli. So it's mashma from the words of the Rambam that the thing that the Kohen is holding in his hands that's being makabel the dam is the kli shareis. And that's obviously not the Big Day Kahuna. Rather that is an actual kli shareis in the more traditional sense that we might think of kli shareis. But anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter, so Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin lekabbalah shalotehe ela b'koin kosher b'kli shareis. How do we know that the Kabbalah has to be with koin kosher and kli shareis? So let's say again like Rashi, that it has to be with a Kohen wearing the Big Day Kuna. So Nemar Kan b'nei Aaron, because it says over here, b'nei Aaron, v'nemar lahalan, and it says over there in the other pasuk, elesh mos b'nei Aaron akwanim hamishuchim. So Mala Halan, just like over there, it is Bekoin Kosher Bekli Shareis. We're referring to the Kohanim wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Afkan Bekoin Kosher Bekli Shareis. Also over here, when there's a reference to Kohanim, it is Mashma that the Kohen is a Kohen Kosher and he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So Amar Rabbi Tarfon, so says Rabbi Tarfon, Ekapeach as Bni. Very strange language. What it means is, I'll bury my son Im lo shamati, and there's like a lashon of I swear, or like that type of lashon. Im lo shamati hefresh bein kabbalah lezrika. If I didn't hear a distinction between kabbalah and zrika, ve'ein li lefarish. But I forget what that distinction is. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said like this: Ani afarish. I will explain to you what the distinctions between kabbalah and zrika are. So kabbalah lo asaba machshava kamaisa. By Kabbalah, they did not make a machshava kemaisa. In other words, a machshava by Kabbalah is not enough to passel the karban. So let's freeze over here for a second. So this statement of Rabbi Akiva, where he's explaining what the chiluk that Reb Tarfon heard, that machshava does not passel by Kabbalah, that goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had said that a machshava by any of the four avodas is going to passel. And then we add a machlokas potentially by holacha, but certainly we took for granted that by Kabbalah, machshava does passel the karban. But Rabbi Akiva, explaining this mimer that Rabbi Tarfon heard, said that by Kabbalah, a machshava is not going to passel, but by zrika, also by machshava kamaisa. Mashen came by zrika, where they made machshava kamaisa, meaning that a machshava is enough to passel the karban. Kiblu b'chutz inochayev kares. If you're makabel the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not going to be chayav kares. However, zarcho b'chutz, if you do the zrika outside, then anish kares, then you're going to be chayav kares. Kablu psulin, if people who are puzzled to do the avoda did the kabbalah sadam, in other words, who's puzzled to do the avoda, either a zar, either a non-kohen, or a Kohen who's a Shasu Yayin, somebody who's possible to do the Avodah as Makabel the blood, then Ein Chayav and Alea, then they're not going to be Chayav for doing that Kabbalah, because the Kabbalah doesn't have the status of a real Avodah. However, Zarku Psulin, if a Zar or a Kohen who's a Shasu Yayin actually does the Zrika, then Chayav and Alav, then they're going to be Chayav for doing that sort of Avodah. So the distinction that Rabbi Tarfon was thinking about, as explicated by Rabbi Akiva, were a couple of distinctions showing that Zrika is more of a bona fide avoda than Kabbalah is. So Rabbi Tarfon reacted with great delight that he said, so Amar lo Rabbi Tarfon, avoda, you know, this is incredible. Atatis yaminu smol, you didn't deviate at all from the diukim that I heard distinguishing Zrika from Kabbalah. In other words, all I did was I gave you a very, very vague statement about I heard some distinctions, I don't know what they are, and bam, you nailed it with these three distinctions over here between Zrika and Kabbalah. So, Ani Shamati Veinli Lefaresh, I actually heard the Maimer, but I totally forgot it. I didn't know how to explain it. Ata Dore Shemaskim Lishmua B'Lashon Hazeh, and you come along and you teach me the Diyukim exactly the way that I heard them. It's remarkable. So, Amar Lo, says Rabbi Tarfon, said, Akiva Kolaporish Mimcha Keporish Michayev. That anybody who separates from you is like one who separates from the source of his life, because you're obviously such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, you were able to be mechaven to these very cryptic limudim, and you were on the money. So, but in any event, what we have over here is a stira, as we signaled earlier, between this Braisa and our Mishnah, because the Braisa says that if you have a machshava by Kabbalah, it does not invalidate the Karban. Our Mishnah said that if you have a machshava by Kabbalah, then it could invalidate the Karban. So how do we reconcile the two? So Marava, Lokasha, Kamba Machshava's Pigul, Kamba Machshava Shalolishma. Ah, so there's a distinction between a machshava of pigul, which again is a machshava that you're going to do one of the achilos. It's a machshava during an avoda that you're going to do one of the achilos, either an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach chutz lizman. That either you're going to eat the karban chutz lizman after the designated time, or you're going to do the zrika, or possibly the aktaras emurim, as we saw the other day, chutz lizman. So if you have a machshava of pigul during Kabbalah, that is not going to passel the karban, as we'll see why in a minute. However, by a machshava shelo lishma, then that type of machshava is going to passel the karban, even if it's had during the avoda of Kabbalah. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi's five lines up from the bottom of the page. So Lokasha Hadiktani Lael Machshavas Kabbalah Lo Pasla is Bepigel. Why? Lo Kishechishev Bishas Kabbalah Alechilas Basar. It's not when you're Choshev during the Kabbalah Anachilas Basar. Ela Bemechashev Bishas Shchita Amanas Lekabel Dam Lemachar. Ah. So in other words, Rashi explains when we say in the Gemara that when you have a Machshav of Pigel, it's not possible by Kabbalah. We're not talking about a machshava during Kabbalah that you're going to eat the karban after the zman, because that in a chanami would be a machshava of pigul, because then you're having a machshava during an avoda to have an achila chutz lizman, and that's the definition of pigul. But what we're talking about is where you have a machshava of during shchita to do the Kabbalah chutz lizman. So again, what have we said? We said the criteria of pigul is that you have a machshava during an avoda to do an achila, either an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach chutz lizman. So if I have a machshava during shchita that I'm going to do the Kabbalah chutz lizman, that's not pigul, because the Kabbalah is not achilas adam and it's not achilas mizbeach. As Rashi explains, the iluzrika kai gavna also ba machshava kamaisa. If, however, you had in mind during the shchita to do the zrika lacharzman, that would be machshava kamaisa. That would be a machshava of pigul. Im shachat amenas lizrog dam lemachar pigul dahainu achilas mizbeach. Because zrika is an achilas mizbeach. This Rabbi Behedya filushricha ashvicha shirayim lekaman. Because we had said that even the spilling of the blood, of the leftover blood on the mizbeach, is considered to be and achilas hamizbeach. So certainly, if you have in mind during the shechita that you're going to do the zrika lacharzman, that's enough to be mefagel the karban. So when we had said that a machshava on the Kabbalah doesn't passel, that's by pigul, where you have the machshava during shechita to do the Kabbalah lacharzman, that's not enough to be mefagel. But if you have in mind during the shechita to do the Kabbalah shelo lishma, that's enough. So says Rashi again. Va'idiktani. I'm sorry. So let's go back in the Gemara now. So So the Gemara says, Umachshavas pigo, sadekanami. So we said dekanami, one line before the two dots. Sadekanami, diktani shazevach nifsal, veloktani mispagel, shmamina. So if you look in the Mishnah, it talks about the zevach being nifsal with a machshava regarding any of these avodos. It doesn't talk about the zevach being nispagel, and the reason is because if you had the machshava during shechita to do the kabbalah lachar zman in a chanami, it wouldn't become pigel, even though if you had the corresponding machshava shelo lishma, it would be enough to invalidate the karban on account of it being shelo lishma. So says the Gemara now, machshavas pigel lo pasla b'kabbalah, but are you sure that a machshava of pigel is not going to pasul b'kabbalah? Vatanya, we have an abraisa, yochol lo yehe machshava mo'elas ela bezrika bilvad. I might think that a machshava is only effective by zrika alone. Minayin l'rabos shchita v'kabbalah. How do I know to include shchita and kabbalah as well? Tamalomar v'me'achol yachel mi'besar zevach shlamav lo yeratzeh. That if you haven't in mind any of these machshavos, that lo yeratzeh bedvarim hameviim l'de'achila kasam edaber. And the pasuk is talking about anything that brings l'de'achila. And what is something that brings the karban l'de'achila? So that what brings the karban l'de'achila is any of the avodos, because there are four required avodos. So any of the avodos that's going to bring the karban l'de'achila, a machshava during that avoda is going to be mefagel the karban. So yachol shani marbe afficha shirayim vaktora simurim. I might think to include even shvicha shirayim, the spilling of the leftover blood that's left over after the zrika by on the mizbeach vaktora simurim, or the aktora simurim on the burning of the remnants on the mizbeach. Tamalomar beyom ashlishi lo yiratzeh hamakriv oso lo yichashev. So it says beyom ashlishi lo yiratzeh. It talks about if you have any of these machshavos lo yiratzeh. And then it says, hamakrivoso lo yichashev, that you shouldn't have any of these machshavos when you are bringing the korban. What does it mean, hamakriv? So hamakriv, as we saw in the Rashi that we read inside a little bit earlier in this year, makriv is a reference to zrika, except for when the pasuk says zrika explicitly. But here it doesn't say zrika explicitly, so makriv is a reference to zrika. So the Gemara darshins, so zrika b'chlal haisa. So zrika was already included generally in the avodos. V'lama yatzis, why was it singled out over here? Because a makriv is a reference to zrika, so why was it singled out here? So lahakish elea, to compare to it. Lomar lecha, to tell me as follows. Ma zrika miyuchedesh yavoda uma keves kapara. Just like zrika is an avoda, that's ma'akev kapara. Afkol avoda ma'akeves kapara. So anything that's an avoda and is ma'akev, the kapara, has the same status as zrika, meaning just like a machshava of pigel passels the karban by zrika, so too a machshava of pigel passels the karban by any of the other required avodos. But what does it come to exclude? What does this come to exclude? So yatzu shvicha shirayim v'aktores emurim she'ein ma'akven es hakapara. It comes to exclude shvicha shirayim, the pouring of the remnants of the blood on this veach, v'aktores emurim, all this stuff which is not part of the four critical avodos. But what we have here is a brisa that indicates to us that a machshava during the time of Kabbalah is going to be mefagel the karban because of the comparison between Kabbalah to Zrika. Just like Zrika is indispensable and it makes the karban pigel, a bad machshava makes the karban pigel, so too, Kabbalah is one of the four key avodos and it makes the karban pigel. So how do I reconcile this contradiction? So says the Gemara, flipping over to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Ella Lokasha, Hoda Amar Hareini Shochet Al Menas Lekabel Dam Lamachar. Ah, so there's a difference. One situation, when we say that a machshava by Kabbalah doesn't make the korban pigel, that's when you have in mind that when you're shechting, you say, I'm shechting Al Menas, that I'm going to be Mekabel the blood the next day. That's not pigel. Why? Because again, we said the definition of pigel is that you have in mind the machshava during an avoda, that the achila, either an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach, is going to take place chutz lizman. So if I have in mind the machshava during shechita, so I have in mind the machshava during an avoda, then I'm going to do what? That I'm going to be makabel the blood chutz lezman. But kabbalas adam is neither an achilas adam nor is it an achilas mizbeach. Therefore, that type of machshava is not going to be pigel. Hadamar hareini makabel dam al manas lishpach shirayim lamachar. Ah, however, when do we say that a machshava during Kabbalah is mefagel the carbon? That's when, if you have in mind during the Kabbalah, which is one of the avodos, that you're going to have an achilas mizbeach or an achilas adam after the zman. So if I have in mind during the Kabbalah that I'm going to do the shvicha shirayim, and Rashi says, or for that matter, the zrika, or the Akhtara Seymurim, or anything that constitutes an Achilas Mizbeach after the Zman, that is going to be Pigel, because now I've checked all my boxes. I have a Machshava during an Avoda, that I'm going to do an Achilas Mizbeach, or an Achilas Adam, after the Zman. So that's how I explain the apparent contradiction between whether a Machshava during Kabbalah is Mefagel or not. So says the Gemara, four lines down. So one of the rabbis said to Rava, "Veshficha shirayim v'aktora semurim lo paslu machshava." But you had mentioned earlier that in the Gemara that the only thing that can be mafagel karbon is a machshava during one of the four kiavodos. However, a machshava lagabe shvicha shirayim aktoras emurim is not going to be mefagel the karban. So says the one of the rabbis to Rava, is that true that shvicha shirayim and aktoras emurim is not going to passel the karban with a machshava? Vatnan yachol lote machshava moeles ela bachilas basar. I might think that a machshava is not going to be moel, and a machshava is not going to be effective by achilas basar, except by achilas basar rather. Minayim l'rabo shvicha shirayim aktoras emurim. How do I know that the machshava is going to pasul even if I have the machshava legabe shvicha shirayim and aktoras emurim? Tamalomar ve'mechol ye'achel. B'shtei achilos hakosu medabar. Achas achilas adam v'achas achilas hamizbeach. So we see that a machshava by Shvicha Shirayim and Aktora Seymurim does work, because that's considered to be an Achilas Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, it's the same distinction that we just made. So says the Gemara, Lokasha, Hadyamar Hareini Zorek Almanash Lishpoch Shirayim Lamachar, when do we say that a machshava by Shvicha Shirayim works? That's if you do one of the four key avodos, having in mind that you're going to do shvicha shirayim or aktara semurim after the zman. Because again, then you have a machshava during an avoda that you're going to have the achilas mizbeach la'achar zman. However, hadi amareni shofech shirayim al menas la'achter emurim lemachar. The other situation is where during the shvicha shirayim you have in mind that you're going to do the aktara semurim the next day. And that's not a machshava of pigel, because you're not having the machshava b'shas avoda. Because over here you meet the criteria that you're having in mind that the achilas mizbeach should be la'achar zman. But again, two criteria by pigel. It's got to be a machshava during an avoda that you're going to have an achilas mizbeach la'achar zman. So that's how we explain the contradiction legabe kabbalah, whether it's mefagel. And that's how we explain the contradiction legabe shvicha shirayim and aktoras emurim, whether it's going to be mefagel. A machshava during, by Kabbalah, it's a machshava during shechita to do the Kabbalah lachar zman, not pigel. A machshava during Kabbalah to do the zrika lachar zman, yes pigel. A machshava during any of the avodas to do the shvicha shirayim lachar zman, yes pigel. A machshava during the shvicha shirayim to do the aktoras emurim lachar zman, not pigel, because I don't have a machshava during an avoda. Okay, so let's go weiter now. So we're going to see also that there's one other criteria to pigel, in addition to the fact that it's got to be a machshava during an avoda that you're going to have an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach la'achar zman, and that other criteria is that there is no other disqualifying machshava, there is no other disqualification to the karban except for your machshava's pigel. That's going to come up in a couple of minutes. So let's see weiter. Zam Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia. So it says Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Chia. Shemati, I heard shetfilas etzpa mefageles bechatas pnimis, that the dipping by the kohen of his finger in the blood of the Karban Chata Sapnimi is mefagel. If you have in mind a bad machshava during that action, then that's going to be mefagel. Says Rashi, that and this is about eight lines down, Shamati merabosai shetfilas etzpa, ha'amr b'chata sapnimi, where it says, v'taval ha'koein etzpa'o, mefageles b'chatas im taval amanas lahakter emurim lamachar. If you have in mind, when the Kohen has in mind, when he's dipping his finger into the blood, that he's going to be makter the emurim, or that he's going to be makter the emurim lachar's man, that's enough to be mefagel the karban. Even though dipping the finger into the blood is not one of the four core avodos, because that avoda is mentioned specifically legabe the chatas apnimi, it's critical to the avoda the chatas apnimi, and therefore a machshava during that avoda is enough to be mefagel the karban. So shama ilfa. So ilfa heard this, amra kamei deravipada. Omar, klum lamanu pigol elamishlamim. How could it be that the tfilas etzpa is mefagel the karban by echatas apnimi? What's the makar for pigol? The makar for pigol is from shlamim. Ma shlamim ain't tfilas etzpa mefagelas behem. Afchatas ain't tfilas etzpa mefagelas behem. So just like by shlamim, the only thing that's mefagel is one of the four core avodos, so too, by Chatas HaPnimi, the only thing that's mefagel is one of the four core avodos, and Tfilas Etzpa is not included. So says the Gemara, V'chia kol mishlamim lamdu, is it true that are we really that slavish in learning everything from shlamim? So, ima shlamim shlolashman ein motzi midei pigol, if that's the case, then just like by shlamim, if you have a machshava shlolashma, it's not enough to sort of disqualify the carbon from becoming pigol. So afchata shelo lishma emotziyam idei pigol. Would you say that also by echata shelo lishma it doesn't render the carbon ineligible to become pigol? And again, what we said a minute ago was that the only time a carbon can become pigol is where there is no other disqualification. But when do we know there is a distinction between chatas and shlamim? By shalol lishma, because a shlamim shalol lishma is fine. A chatas shalol lishma is not fine. So it turns out, if I'm shechting the chatas, and I'm having in mind not only a machshavas pigol, but also machshavas shalol lishma, that chatas can't be pigol because it's already disqualified because I'm already having the machshavas shalol lishma. So we're obviously not learning everything exactly from shlamim. Ella, mayis lechalameimar, but what can you say? Me rebuye dekra kaasi, sachanami me rebuye dekra kaasi. So it's obvious that we're learning it, me rebuye dekra. So what does it mean? So what does it mean that we're learning it, me rebuye dekra? So Rashi explains that kolas vachum lepigo betoras koanim, velo shlamim lamdu. We don't learn everything from shlamim. Hilkach, kol chad v'chad mai depasil motzi midei pigol. So therefore, by karbanos, we're not saying that the halacha by ordo karbanos is alike. If there's a machshava that pasels a karban, that machshava will be motzi that karban midei pigol. If that same machshava by another karban doesn't pasel the karban, then it's not going to be motzi the karban midei pigol. V'chein le'inyan avasol lidei pigol. And so too, legabe the avodos that may qualify the animal as pigol. Kol chad v'chad may de kosebe davi avoda mevi'il de pigol. So every carbon will stand on its own 4 feet, so to speak. An avoda that's written by that carbon is going to be mefagel the carbon. An avoda that's not written by that carbon is not going to be mefagel that carbon. So says the Gemara now, first wide line. So Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So ba'aliya zu shamati shetfilas etzba mefageles. That I heard that tfilas etzba by the chatas apnimi is mefagel. So toiba Reb Shimon ben Lakish. So Reis Lakish was wondering, klum lamdu pigol elam ishlamim. How could it be that tfilas etzba by the chatas apnimi is going to be mefagel? Don't we learn old halachas of pigol from shlamim? And mal shlamim ain't tfilas etzba mefagelas behem. Af chatas ain't tfilas etzba mefagelas behem. And therefore, just like by shlamim tfilas etzba is not mefagel, so too by chatas apnimi tfilas etzba should not be mefagel. And the response was, v'chia kol mishlamim lamdu. This is the same conversation we just had. That do we really learn everything from shlamim? Ima shlamim shalolishman, emotziyim idei pigol. Just like by shlamim, machshava shalolishma, doesn't render the animal ineligible to be pickled because the machshava shelo lishma by shlamim doesn't matter. Af chata shelo lishma emotzi midei pigul. So too by chatas, would you say that a machshava shelo lishma doesn't render the animal from becoming pigul? Of course it does. Renders it ineligible from becoming pigul because a machshava shelo lishma by chatas is an invalidating, it's a disqualifying machshava. So Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina in hakol mishlamim lamdu. Yeah, we learned everything from shlamim. Hoil v'chutzlim komo pasul b'shlamim. Just like chutzlim komo pasuls b'shlamim, v'shalolishma pasul b'chatas, and shalolishma pasuls by chatas. Now, ma chutzlim komo apostle b'shlamim motzi midei pigol. Just like, what if when I was shechting the shlamim, I had in mind not only that I'm gonna eat it chutzlis mano, but also then I'm going to do one of the avodas, chutzlim komo. Now, machshava chutzlim komo pasuls by shlamim as well as by every other karban. So it would turn out that machshava renders the karban ineligible from becoming pigul. So too, a machshava by chatas, which invalidates the chatas, i.e. a machshava shelo lishma, will invalidate the chatas, will render the chatas ineligible from becoming pigul. Sa'av shelo lishma posel b'chatas motziyim midei pigul. In other words, we're learning whatever machshava has the ability to posel that karban. If you have that machshava, it renders the karban ineligible from becoming pigul. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah mitzida tavra. So says Rav Yirmiyah, well, the tshuva to this is lying right by its side. In other words, this is not a good comparison. Ma l'chutzlim komo apostle b'shlamim. Well, why is chutzlim komo? Why does a machshava chutzlim komo pasul by shlamim? Why? Shechei noeg b'chol azvachim. Because chutzlim komo pasuls by every zevach. Tomer b'shelo lishmo. Will you say the same halacha by shelo lishmo? She'ein noeg ela b'pesach v'chatas bilvad. And there, which is only noeg by Pesach and Chatas, because every other carbon that's brought shelo lishma is kosher, and therefore maybe it's mistaber that a machshava of chutzlim komo is motzi midei pigol, even though a machshava of shelo lishma is not motzi midei pigol. Ella my islacha lemeimar, but what can you say? So what's the bottom line here? Davar aposel b'hem motziyim midei pigol, that anything that passels the carbon is going to disqualify it from ever becoming pigol. If you have in mind a machshava that invalidates the carbon, whether it's machshava chutzlim komo, whether it's machshava shelo lishma, which true only impacts it by two karbanos, but if you have a machshava by those karbanos that invalidates the karban, it takes it out of the status of eligible to become pigul. And davar ma'akev ve'meviim l'dei pigul, and anything that's ma'akev the karban is going to be mevi the karban l'dei pigul. Hachanami, so to over here, davar aposel ba motzi midei pigul, davar ma'akev ba mevi l'dei pigul. So anything that's ma'akev by the karban will bring it into the status of pigul. And therefore, by the chatas apnimi, if the kohen dips his etzba into the blood with having in mind that it should be pigul, that is going to invalidate the karban. So Amar Rav Mari, afana nami tanina. So we also learned this, zeh klal. Kola komets v'nosem b'kli, by the karban mincha, any kohen who does the kmitza, or he does the nesina b'kli, v'amolech, or he brings the flour close to the mizbeach, v'amakter, and he burns it on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Sabishlama komets hainu shochet. I understand why by kmitza a machshava would be mekfagel, because komets is like shochet. Why? Because just like shchita is goreim, that the blood comes out of the animal and the blood is ultimately burned on the, is ultimately sprinkled rather on the mizbeach, so too kmitza causes the flour, the komets, to be separated from the rest of the mincha, and that komets is ultimately burned on the mizbeach. Molech, hainu molech. Halacha is like halacha. That's the same by any karban. Makder nami, hainu zorek. Putting the kmitza on, putting the komets on the karb, on the mizbeach, is like doing the zrika on the mizbeach. Ela nosim bekli, mind you. But we mentioned this thing by, of nosim bekli, that a machshava by nesinas kli, by a mincha, is going to be mefagel, that it's going to invalidate it. So what avoda does that correspond to? So ilema dedami la kabbalah, if you want to say that nesina bekli is like the kabbalah sadam, so mi dami, is it really similar? Hasam, by the blood, memela, that yeshech the animal, the blood spurts parts out of the neck of the animal and it goes into the kli. Hacha yu kashakil. Over here by the kamitza, the kohen is physically taking the kometz and he's putting it into the kli. Therefore, it doesn't seem to be on all fours. Ella kivan dlo sagi dlo yoev al karche avoda chshuvahi. Elamai, since it's impossible that the kohen not take the kometz with his own force and put it into a kli, that obviously does constitute an avoda. Hachanami, kivan dlo sagi dlo avidle al karcha chayni olacha. So too, just like it's impossible to do without this, it's considered to be olacha. So let's stop here. We've run out of time. We're in the middle of something. So we'll back up a couple of lines and we'll begin here again, God willing, with tomorrow's shir.